We believe these are the last days that the Bible speaks of, and that Bible prophecies be taken literally, and that's why we do what we call a prophecy update each week, looking at the news, trends in the world, to see what we can find that corroborates our understanding. Jesus said, "As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man." The Apostle Peter also mentioned Noah and the global flood when he spoke of the last day. So what were some of the things going on in the days of Noah? Well, let me read from Genesis chapter 6, an interesting and terrifying section. It says, "Now it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born to them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were beautiful, and they took wives for themselves of all whom they chose. There were giants on the earth in those days, and also afterward, when the sons of God came into the daughters of men, and they bore children to them, those were mighty men who were of old, men of renown." While there's not complete agreement among Bible commentators about exactly what's happening in this passage, just reading it on the surface, you get the idea that the sons of God maybe were fallen angels, the daughters of men, human women. Something was happening at least in the womb, and they were producing kind of a weird, extraordinary offspring. And so we'd say at the very least, you'd have to agree that whoever these people were and whatever was happening, they were polluting the human race by messing with the DNA that was coming from the womb. Now, we're about to be doing that in a big way. At least Great Britain is. Forbes.com just posted an article, and it was titled, "The Era of Genetically Altered Humans Could Begin This Year." That's crazy. Let me read that again. "The Era of Genetically Altered Humans Could Begin This Year." Here's some excerpts from the article. "By the middle of 2014, the prospect of altering DNA to produce a genetically modified human could move from science fiction to reality. At some point between now and July, the UK Parliament is likely to vote on whether a new form of in vitro fertilization involving the DNA from three parents becomes legally available to couples. If it passes, the law would be the first to allow pre-birth human DNA modification, and another door to the future will open. Last March, the UK Human Fertilization and Embryology Authority wrapped up a lengthy study of safety and ethical considerations and advised Parliament to approve the procedure in humans. According to New Scientist magazine, Parliament is likely to vote on the procedure by July of this year. If the procedure overcomes that hurdle, it will still take several months to pass into law, but the initial vote will allow researchers to begin recruiting couples for the first human mitochondrial DNA replacement trials." Now that's chilling, really, when you think of the ramifications of it. After explaining more about both the process involved and certain moral and ethical problems involved, the author of the article concluded by saying, and I quote, "One thing is certain, we're rapidly moving into new and deeper waters, and chances are we're going to need a bigger boat." Now, he was probably referring, obviously, to Jaws and the disaster that happened there. But we think of the bigger boat as Noah's Ark. And so he certainly wasn't referring to the Ark or anything biblical at all. But it is an interesting comment, given what we see as a connection in Genesis 6 with altering DNA and what man is capable of doing now and will start doing shortly. And I kind of suspect there's some of these people around already, don't you? Hi, this is my mom and these are my dads, because you'll have three parents now instead of, and it's crazy to think about it. It's way worse than the bionic man. And that I could go for, you know, having a bionic arm and be able to see things, but this is messing with the DNA. Now, we trust the prophecies and the promises of God. Every week I tell you the same thing. You know what it is. I'm just going to start inviting you up here to tell yourselves. But we believe that Jesus Christ is going to come at any moment and resurrect the dead in Christ and rapture living believers. It is the imminent hope of the rapture of the church. It's going to happen before the Great Tribulation, when a lot of crazy things are going to be happening on the earth. How much of this kind of stuff we're going to see, I don't know, but I know that we're not going to see the wrath of God poured out against this planet. We will be kept from that wrath. We're going to heaven, to the mansions that the Lord has prepared for us. And so we look for that any moment rapture. Are you ready for it? If not, you need to get ready. Stay ready and keep looking up, because ready or not, Jesus is coming.